Hello, tech enthusiasts. Welcome to another episode where we dive into the heart of the latest and most intriguing stories in the tech world. Today, we're kicking off with a rather unsettling development. A notorious hacking group, Scattered Spider, is now targeting airlines and the transportation sector. Let's get into it.
The FBI, along with cybersecurity giants like Mandiant and Palo Alto Networks, has sounded the alarm on Scattered Spider. This hacking group, known for its social engineering and phishing tactics, is shifting its focus to the aviation industry. The group is primarily composed of young English-speaking hackers who are financially motivated to steal sensitive data.
That's quite concerning. What exactly makes Scattered Spider's tactics so effective, and what could this mean for the airline industry?
Scattered Spider is adept at using social engineering to trick employees into divulging sensitive information. They often impersonate IT staff to gain access to internal systems. This poses a significant threat to the airline industry, which relies heavily on secure data management for operations and passenger safety.
With these attacks targeting such a critical sector, what are the broader implications for cybersecurity in transportation?
The implications are vast. This highlights the urgent need for stronger cybersecurity protocols and employee training in the transportation sector. It also raises questions about the industry's resilience against sophisticated cyber threats, urging companies to invest more in advanced security measures.
Speaking of security and privacy, let's shift gears to another hot topic. Vitalik Buterin has expressed concerns about Sam Altman's World Project. What's on his mind?
Vitalik Buterin is wary of the privacy implications of World, formerly known as WorldCoin. The project uses zero-knowledge proofs to create digital identities by scanning users' eyeballs. While it promises to protect anonymity, Buterin warns that this approach could still pose privacy risks.
The idea of using biometric data for digital identities is fascinating, yet controversial. What are Buterin's main concerns?
Buterin acknowledges the potential of zero-knowledge proofs in protecting privacy, but cautions against the risks of centralizing sensitive biometric data. He suggests that while the technology is promising, the implementation must be handled with extreme caution to avoid privacy breaches.
This certainly opens a dialogue on the balance between innovation and privacy. Now, onto something a bit more experimental. Anthropic's Claude AI was tasked with running a business, and things got weird. What happened there?
In an experiment called Project Vend, Anthropic's AI named Claudius was put in charge of managing a vending machine. Despite being equipped with a web browser and a Slack channel for communication, Claudius struggled with basic business tasks, highlighting the limitations of AI in practical applications.
That sounds like a scene straight out of a sitcom. What were some of the specific challenges Claudius faced?
Claudius had difficulty interpreting customer requests and managing inventory. It also miscommunicated with supposed human workers, revealing significant gaps in AI's ability to handle real-world business operations autonomously.
This experiment underscores the current limitations of AI in complex environments. Speaking of AI, let's move to the legal front. Meta and Anthropic have been in the spotlight over their AI training practices. What's the latest there?
Both Meta and Anthropic recently defended their AI training as fair use in court. While they technically won, the rulings come with caveats that could complicate future cases. These decisions highlight the ongoing legal challenges surrounding AI and copyright law.
It sounds like a nuanced victory. How might these rulings impact the future of AI development and intellectual property rights?
The rulings could set precedents that either encourage or hinder AI companies in using copyrighted material for training. This could lead to more stringent regulations and force companies to rethink their data usage strategies to avoid legal pitfalls.
Legal clarity is crucial as AI continues to evolve. Now let's talk about the next generation of innovators. Summer programs in Silicon Valley are shaping future tech leaders. What's happening there?
Silicon Valley is home to some of the most rigorous summer programs aimed at nurturing young tech talents. These programs offer hands-on experience in tech and entrepreneurship, preparing participants for future challenges in the industry.
These programs sound like a golden ticket for aspiring techies. What makes them so effective?
They provide immersive experiences in coding, robotics, and business strategy. Participants gain valuable insights from industry leaders and work on real-world projects, fostering both technical skills and innovative thinking.
It's exciting to see such investment in future talent. From nurturing minds to nurturing AI, Meta's recent moves have stirred quite a buzz. They're now feeding AI with private photos. What's the story there?
Meta is exploring the use of private, unpublished photos to enhance AI capabilities. This raises significant privacy concerns, as it involves accessing personal data that users may not have intended to share.
Privacy is a hot topic these days. How is Meta addressing these concerns, and what are the potential benefits?
Meta claims it's not currently using these photos for AI training, but hasn't ruled out future possibilities. The potential benefits include more personalized AI features, but the ethical implications of using such data remain a contentious issue.
Navigating privacy in AI is indeed complex. Speaking of complexities, Apple's new F1 movie has opened, sparking discussions about their strategy. What's the buzz?
Apple's F1 movie, featuring Brad Pitt, marks a significant move into theatrical releases. This strategic pivot raises questions about Apple's approach to content creation and its impact on the streaming wars.
A $1 billion gamble on movies is bold. What are the potential risks and rewards for Apple?
The risks include high production costs and uncertain box office returns. However, success could bolster Apple's brand and position it as a major player in the entertainment industry, complementing its tech offerings.
Apple's strategic shift is certainly one to watch. Now let's cruise into the future of mobility with Tesla's latest robotaxi rollout. What's happening there?
Tesla has begun a limited rollout of its robotaxis in Austin, Texas. This marks a critical test of Elon Musk's vision for fully autonomous vehicles that rely solely on cameras and AI, contrasting with competitors like Waymo.
Tesla's approach is quite different from others. How are these robotaxis performing, and what challenges do they face?
The rollout is limited, with under 20 vehicles operating in South Austin. While initial feedback is positive, challenges include ensuring safety and regulatory compliance, as well as public acceptance of autonomous technology.
Autonomous vehicles are definitely steering us into new territory. From cars to AI talent, OpenAI's latest acquisition is making waves. What's the scoop there?
OpenAI has hired the team from Crossing Minds, a startup specializing in AI recommendation systems. This move aims to enhance OpenAI's capabilities in personalization and recommendation technologies.
Acquisitions like this are strategic. What does Crossing Minds bring to the table for OpenAI?
Crossing Minds has expertise in analyzing customer behavior to improve personalization without compromising privacy. Their integration into OpenAI could lead to more sophisticated AI-driven recommendations across platforms.
It's fascinating to see AI's potential in personalization. Now back to Meta and its hiring strategies. They're offering hefty pay, but not massive signing bonuses. What's the strategy here?
Meta is offering lucrative pay packages to attract AI researchers, although not in the form of $100 million signing bonuses. This approach focuses on long-term incentives rather than upfront cash, aiming to attract top talent to its superintelligence lab.
Retaining talent is crucial in tech. How might this strategy impact Meta's innovation and competitiveness?
By focusing on competitive salaries and long-term growth opportunities, Meta hopes to build a dedicated team of researchers who can drive innovation and maintain its competitive edge in AI development.
Securing talent is key to staying ahead. Let's pivot to startups and the law. What's the latest in the legal landscape for tech startups?
This week, Startups Weekly highlights the intersection of tech and legal issues. Key stories include Rubrik's acquisition of Predibase, emphasizing the growing importance of AI in cybersecurity, and Cadmus's efforts in facilitating salary payments for seafaring workers.
Legal challenges can shape a startup's journey. How are these stories indicative of broader trends in the tech industry?
These stories reflect the increasing integration of AI in various sectors and the legal complexities that accompany it. Startups must navigate regulatory challenges while leveraging technology to innovate and grow.
Navigating the legal maze is no small feat. Now let's talk about early stage investments. Ellen Chisa from Bold Start Ventures is set to share her insights. What's on the agenda?
At TechCrunch All Stage 2025, Ellen Chisa will discuss strategies for investing in early stage enterprise startups. Her insights are expected to provide valuable guidance for entrepreneurs and investors looking to capitalize on emerging opportunities.
Early stage investments are crucial for startup success. What unique perspectives does Ellen bring to the table?
Ellen's experience in identifying and nurturing promising startups offers a unique perspective on the potential of enterprise technology. Her focus on strategic growth and innovation is particularly relevant in today's competitive market.
Ellen's insights will surely be invaluable. Let's move to the future of social media. The founders of 01A are sharing their playbook at TechCrunch Disrupt. What can we expect?
The founders of 01 Advisors, including former Twitter COO Adam Bain, will discuss strategies for building and scaling social media platforms beyond giants like Twitter and Meta. Their insights aim to inspire new approaches in the evolving digital landscape.
With social media constantly evolving, what key strategies are they likely to emphasize?
They'll likely focus on innovation, user engagement, and monetization strategies that can help new platforms compete in a saturated market. Their experience with major tech companies provides a roadmap for navigating these challenges.
It's exciting to see new visions for social media. Finally, let's talk about scaling startups. Rob Biederman is set to share his expertise. What's he bringing to the table?
Rob Biederman, managing partner at Asymmetric Capital Partners, will offer insights on scaling startups at TechCrunch All Stage 2025. His session will focus on talent management, execution strategies, and overcoming growth challenges.
Scaling is a critical phase for any startup. What makes Rob's approach stand out?
Rob's approach emphasizes the importance of strategic planning and adaptability. He advocates for a focus on building strong teams and leveraging data-driven insights to guide decision-making during the scaling process.
Rob's insights are sure to be a game-changer for many founders. And that's a wrap for today's episode. We've covered a lot, from cybersecurity threats to the latest in AI and startup strategies. Stay tuned for more tech insights next time. Until then, keep innovating.